It's 8:01. This is KBNF Regional News for Friday, January 23rd. I'm Patricia Naft. Republicans at the state capitol defeated a bill on Wednesday that sought to clean up and harmonize the state's civil unions and gay marriage laws. Lawmakers said they wanted to wait and see how the U.S. Supreme Court rules on the issue this summer. Benta Berkland has more.
State lawmakers passed a civil unions law in 2013. At that time, Colorado also had a ban in place on gay marriage. That ban is currently on hold after the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that gay marriage bans are unconstitutional. Democratic Senator Pat Stubman of Denver says all of the changes are problematic for couples who are splitting up. His bill would have clarified the legal process.
So it said that if you previously had a civil union and then you got married on top of that, they're merged into one single relationship so that you don't have to file two divorces, so that you don't have to pay two filing fees, so that you don't get two conflicting judicial determinations of property or alimony.
Stedman says there's also the issue of same-sex couples who are legally married in another state and then move to Colorado.
I mean, these cases are already starting because there's people that are trying to get their out-of-state marriages recognized, and there are judges that are using the language of the Civil Unions Act to deny recognition to the marriage. And so we already have cases of constitutional import that are in the court system and are going to work their way up.
But Republicans, including Senator Owen Hill of Colorado Springs, voted against the cleanup bill.
It's a problem that the courts have created, and now they're complaining that there are problems in the courts. I think it's something that we've got to continue to say, let's look to the courts, and maybe the Supreme Court will figure some of this out.
A representative from the conservative group Colorado Family Institute also called for a no vote. Jesse Havercate says the state should wait until the U.S. Supreme Court rules.
The issue of marriage is still very much an open question and will not be settled until the high courts weigh in and determine whether states have the right to define marriage.
But Stedman notes that regardless, there will still be people stuck in this limbo with both a civil union and a marriage. The proposal failed on a 3-2 party line vote. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
The X Games have officially begun with the women's ski super pipe final Wednesday night at Buttermilk in Aspen. This weekend will also have a wider array of events for disabled athletes than in the past. Overall, at least three Aspen area hometown favorites will be gunning for gold. Aspen Public Radio's Elise Thatcher was at the press conference with the athletes Wednesday and files this report.
The unofficial star of the press conference was Californian Chloe Kim. Last year at 13, she was the youngest athlete ever to win an X Games medal. This weekend, she's ready to snag another silver or better.
I mean, all of this is kind of overwhelming because I'm so new to it and I have no idea what's going on. So, I mean, it's cool.
Kim will be competing in snowboard superpipe. She describes her main competitor this way.
I love Kelly. Like, she doesn't scare me. Like, so, yeah. Like, Kelly's not scary at all. She's, like, awesome.
That snowboarder, Kelly Clark, the most decorated female in X Games history. The more official star yesterday was longtime competitor and one-time Wonder Boy, Sean White. He had a disappointing finish at the Olympics last year. A reporter asked yesterday, with a noisy heater in the background, if White considers himself a favorite.
I don't know. I mean, I always carry a certain expectation in my mind at any event, so you know, that's never changed. I mean, I show up, I want to do the best I can.
White has never lost at the X Games. He bailed on the event last year to prepare for the Sochi Olympics, where things went badly. In recent years, he's been trying to remain relevant in an increasingly daring and challenging sport. This year, the X Games has a wider array of adaptive events where competitors with disabilities compete at a high level. Longtime athlete Mike Schultz is competing in snowboarder cross adaptive. Like the able-bodied version, he'll be in a field of competitors flying downhill at the same time, jockeying for the finish.
It gets kind of scary sometimes when I come in too hot into a corner or into a feature. And just a couple weeks ago at the World Cup here at Snowmass in training, I come through this S corner over a roller and I just got a little off balance and I caught my heel edge at full speed.
The Minnesota resident describes what that moment was like with a specially engineered prosthetic leg.
If I had my regular legs, I could have unloaded my lead foot and picked the edge up and just slid out of it. But I'm kind of along for the ride sometimes, so that's the biggest challenge of it.
This is the first year adaptive snowboarder cross will have medals after being a demonstration event before. Schultz will also compete in snowmobile snowcross adaptive. The third adaptive event is mono skier cross. The competitors are amputees, have spinal cord injuries, or are visually impaired. Mono skier cross returns after several years away. Some athletes made a tough choice to compete in this year's games. The International Ski Federation Freestyle Ski and Snowboard World Championships in Austria are also this weekend. That tough decision was most acute for free skier David Wise.
It was an interesting place for me to be in this year, being the defending, not only the defending world champion, but also the defending X Games champion.
The Reno athlete wrote about the conundrum in a lengthy blog post.
So when it really came down to it, we had to make the decision as athletes, what's more important to us? And I can honestly say that I believe that our sport is where it is today because of the X Games. The fact that we've been able to, you know, nobody would even know what ski halfpipe was if there wasn't an X Games, because it puts us in front of the masses.
An event not in the Games lineup this year is snowmobile freestyle. Athlete Caleb Moore crashed and later died in that event 2 years ago. His brother, Colton Moore, won the gold last year. In its place, the X Games will this weekend feature snowmobile speed and style, a combination freestyle and racing competition. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.
And finally, Colorado's ski resorts are reporting a strong early season. KVNF's Laura Palmisano has more.
Last season, a record 12.6 million ski visits were reported by Colorado resorts. Jen Rudolph is with Colorado Ski Country USA, an industry association that represents 21 ski resorts across the state.
From the beginning of the season, which was on October 17th, through the end of December, we saw the amount of skier visits that was only about 1% off of last year's early season skier visits.
The association couldn't provide an estimate of how many visits have been logged so far this season. However, Rudolph remains optimistic about the rest of the year, despite several resorts delaying their openings due to a lack of snow.
Which makes these numbers all the more sweeter, because we did overcome some challenges in this early season, not least of which was the fact that Colorado really didn't receive snow in earnest until the middle of December.
Rudolph says she doesn't know if this season will be a record breaker, but she's hoping that it comes close. For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.
Stay tuned for the Feel Good Friday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.